From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Kelly McEvers.
And I'm Ari Shapiro. A 10-piece band from Houston has been on a lot of musicians-to-watch lists lately. But unlike other up-and-comers, these guys have been plugging away in small local bands for years. At first, this group called themselves The Sufferers.
We were The Sufferers for maybe a week, and then we realized Sufferers is really hard to say.
That's Adam Castaneda and Cam Franklin, the bassist and lead singer of the band that today calls itself just The Sufferers.
This place feels like home, but I ain't got no keys.
Up until about a year ago, their lives were completely normal.
We had our day jobs, and then on the weekends we'd play shows. Sometimes we'd go to Austin or San Antonio or something. We'd have rehearsals during the week. But then over time, it morphed into something different. And eventually we had to all make the decision to jump off the cliff together, quit our day jobs, and go on the road.
What was your day job?
I was a project manager for an audiovisual construction company.
I was working as a power and gas contracts analyst at an investment bank.
And the band has 10 people. Did all 10 of you quit your day jobs at the same time?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, the anniversary of us quitting, I think, was January 30th, 2015.
And what did you all do that night that you all quit your day jobs?
Oh, man. I think I had probably the most alcohol I've had in my adult life.
Agreed.
And out of celebration or out of fear? Was this panic alcohol or was this joy alcohol?
I think it was a mix of both. I think... You know, the last day at my day job, my coworkers had taken up a collection and said, "Cam's chasing her dreams. Put in what you can or whatever you think that you'd want somebody to give you if you had lost your mind and quit your job."
Be my shelter toward something better. Be my shelter.
I saw you guys live before I ever heard a recording of you. You were playing here in D.C. at the 930 Club. It was the All Songs Considered Sweet 16 party. When you guys start off a show, you do something that I've never seen any other band do. Tell me about what you're doing.
It's called Supermanning.
Supermanning?
Supermanning. That's what we call it internally. So it comes from a magazine article or something that our drummer Nick Zamora saw, where if you put your hands over your head for a while, it kind of relieves stress and it kind of gives you a confidence boost.
Hands up to the ceiling.
So that was a piece of it. The next piece is once we put our hands up, we all shout. And that's just to kind of get in rhythm, get in harmony, and tune ourselves up.
Yeah. This is not like a beautiful chord, first, third, fifth. It's not.
No. It's more of a stress release.
It's like a wail.
Yes.
A battle cry. And we do it in front of everybody so everybody can see it.
You call it a battle cry, and your live show is maybe not a battle, but it is an energetic thing. How do you capture that on an album when it's just you guys in a studio without the energy of the audience to feed off of?
We feed off of each other. That's where those those other nine folk become real, 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 real useful.
Ooh, let me fit you. Let me fit you with a new glove. When I get with you, who love, I swear that you may ever be in know. Once we get gone, whoa,
oh. We are all music nerds, absolute music nerds. And we all came from, or many of us at least, came from ska. A formation of Jamaican music, which itself is derived from African music. And all that basically leads to, we're fans of messing up music genres, just mixing them up, messing them up. And we've all been about that. We were in punk bands. We were all in rock bands. When I joined the band, I was in three other bands. I was in a Latino ska band, I was in a country band, and I was in a hip-hop band. And we're all fans of all these different musics.
And he is not lying.
Is there a track on this album that really points to that kind of mashup? Maybe not that specific mashup, but the blending of genres that you're talking about?
I would say Make Some Room for sure.
Yeah, I mean,
for sure.
It on outset, it may seem like classic American soul, But if you really think about it, there's a lot of reggae music in there. There's funk in there.
I know how to love, and I know who I am. Come on, let me love you a little, and help me understand.
That bass line is definitely a reggae or rocksteady bass line from Jamaica. The way the stick guitar is running, that's a very Jamaican thing to do.
Yeah, for people that don't know what stick guitar is, I'll give you my Theory 101 example, which is where Alex is playing the da na 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 da na 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 na.
Do you want a sandwich? I'll make one for you.
It's a chicken pick, almost like country guitar does.
Yes.
It follows the bass line or accents the bass line.
I'll mix with me. Do you want loving, baby?
As for the country aspects, I used to be in a country band as well. The way that I sing the line, come on, let me cook for you, baby. Like that is, to me, country phrasing. You know, I'm not stopping or throwing it heavy at you the way that I would with gospel or soul music.
Well, if you were doing the same line, the same melody as gospel or soul, what would it sound like?
Come on, let me cook for you, baby.
Like it come from my stomach. It come from my heart.
And you put that all in the hopper and call it Gulf Coast soul. That's the phrase you use?
Right, because in Houston, it's a very strange mix of music. We have Southern hip hop, we have country, we have blues, rock. And it all mixes together. We also have Latino styles,
ranchera.
Cumbia. We have all these, and we have Zydeco from Louisiana, very close. All these things mix, and they mix in a very weird, unique way.
So am I to believe that your second album might sound absolutely nothing like your first album?
You better believe it.
It won't.
Cam Franklin and Adam Castaneda, congratulations on your new album. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
The band is called The Suffers. Their self-titled debut album comes out tomorrow. And you can watch that live set I mentioned from the All Songs Considered Sweet 16 party at nprmusic.org.